What's up and welcome back to our second episode of the Digi Guys podcast. I'm back here with Dan.
What is up, Mr. Shane?
How are you keeping?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not so bad now. I'm good, good.
I think we should let people know that our office is right on the street.
Yes.
And right now, as we're recording this, we're sitting out watching people as they walk past. So if you hear a few moans and groans, it is not us.
Definitely not us. But also let them know that it is, what time is it now? 20 past seven.
Yeah.
On a Thursday after, Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So if we hear ladies and stuff, it's not us.
Okay.
And they're not,
they're
in, the
not in the office.
They're not in the office. Okay. Over here, a group of lads shouting, it's not us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to say is that if you hear Shane shout for a goal, it's because he has the World Cup match on his laptop right next to us here. And Argentina are playing Croatia.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you're not into this podcast or I'm boring you?
No, I'm fully committed to the podcast.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about?
Okay. What have you been up to for the week? What's the week been like for you?
Okay. Well, seeing as I'm right next to you in the office, mm-hmm. you know, but
no,
you want me to tell everybody.
But your personal life too. Let's get personal.
Well, I suppose, yeah, there is a lot going on behind the scenes. With work, which I suppose will be out there in the public eye pretty soon. I can talk about it maybe in the next podcast, but thanks for putting me in there, Shane. How's things? See, that's a prime example. There's someone just walked past, waved in, and it's just a reaction just to wave back and say hello.
Yeah,
so there might be
rude,
a few of those.
It'd be rude not to.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's a lot going on in my private life at the moment and work life that I suppose I can talk about in the next podcast, but for now, I'm going to throw straight back to you, Shane. What's happening in your life right now? How is everybody?
Life is good. Okay. As you've already thrown into the bus.
Okay.
World Cup is on.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Early days yet. But yeah, nothing else. Work is busy, isn't it?
It is busy.
Don't
skip off the World Cup. I'm just going to ask you. This is definitely not a sports podcast, but let me ask you, who do you think is going to win? Just one team.
One team. I'm going to go for... I'm going to say France.
Okay. I'm going to go really outside here, right? And if I get this right, I'm going to be guru. I'm going to say Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they beat Germany?
Yeah. But they're the one performance that excited me out of all the games so far.
Okay. How many games have you seen?
Nearly all of them.
Have you?
Yeah. Okay. I'd say I've only missed one or two.
Okay. So that's your favorite to win it.
Okay.
What's your outside favorite?
I know you're going to say England.
I think England are going to win it.
Not as an outside bet. No, not a hope. I'm not sure. I'm not going to give an outside. Portugal outside. Ronaldo.
That's good.
Just because Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about in today's podcast?
Okay. Some big news dropped yesterday that Instagram TV is now live.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk on that. We're going to get straight into it because it's huge, really, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. I suppose we didn't really plan on recording a podcast tonight. But with this being announced yesterday, we thought we had to just jump on it straight away because a lot of people are wondering what it is, how big it is. So I suppose just to start off, Instagram TV, IGTV, if you haven't downloaded already on your iOS or Android, you need to do it now. But it's basically... Instagram in long form. So you can post videos from 15 seconds up to 10 minutes with certain certified pages and larger pages able to post for up to an hour. But I think this is going to be absolutely huge.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, for me, it's like the evolution of let's say video and how we watch, how we're entertained basically.
Mm-hmm.
So probably we'll start off with cinema,
mm-hmm.
then just went to traditional TV.
Yeah.
Went to smart TVs with your YouTube, Netflix.
Yeah.
And now we're in the mobile generation.
Mm-hmm.
So like everything now is on mobile.
Yeah.
All the attention is there now.
This latest, I suppose, update, but also tool from Instagram for me just makes them miles ahead of everyone else. And I know Facebook owns Instagram. Obviously, everyone knows that. But when you look at Instagram right now, they have their feed where you can post pictures and videos so people are scrolling through the feed. They also have Instagram stories, which they, let's say, stole from Snapchat.
Yeah.
But they're using it to their advantage. They have Instagram Live, where you can go live on Instagram.
Yeah.
But now they have Instagram long form, so where you Instagram IGTV, where you can post long form videos. So they basically taking the best parts of Snapchat, the best parts of maybe it was Periscope first, but Facebook Live, and the best parts of YouTube.
Yeah.
It's big, isn't it?
Massive, yeah. So as Dan said, it's the so it's the way we watch video, it's vertical, vertical watching. And like that. So it's nothing new though, because like, as you said, it's been there with YouTube. But it's just the way we can watch it now, it's vertically. And yeah, it's just, I suppose with stories, we're still going for 10-second stories. That's why the Instagram TV 15 has to be 15 seconds or more, doesn't it?
Yep.
So they're still putting their concentration on the stories and their timeline, but to be very clever by just introducing an added feature where it's 15 seconds to up to 10 minutes.
It's going to see a lot of people from, a lot of creators from YouTube spend some time on IGTV because they can hit it, I suppose, maybe a different demographic, a different market. But it's a different option for them because they, I suppose it opens up another creative barrier for them where they have to create videos in a vertical format rather than landscape as what they would have done on YouTube. But for me, I just see this going, you know, it's funny, people say that TV is dead. And I'd agree with that. Not a lot of companies are putting massive budgets into TV ads anymore. But if you really sit down and think about it, this is now the first step to becoming TV. I know I suppose for years now we've said that it's like having a TV in our hands or a laptop in our hands. Mm-hmm. But right now, IGTV is the first thing I've seen that makes me feel like I have a TV. As soon as you turn it on, video starts. You're flicking through your channels. You're actually creating a channel yourself. So anybody can create a channel. So you actually feel like you're watching a TV. You're flicking through channels. You can find people that you maybe like, and it'll also suggest people that you might be interested in.
Yeah.
So it's better than TV in terms of it shows you things that you're going to be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much easier because it's in your hand.
Yeah. just on that, do you want to talk us through a few of the features that Instagram TV have?
Okay. So I suppose I'm going to open it up right now in front so I don't forget anything.
Yeah.
So I suppose IGTV is a standalone app itself, but it links with your Instagram so that when you update your Instagram, on the homepage, on the top right-hand corner where your messages come in, there is, I suppose, the IGTV app where you can click on, how are you? Another person? there's an IGTV app where that you can click on, and it takes you, I suppose, straight into the IGTV. When I click into that, it gives me four different, I suppose, sections.
Mm-hmm.
One is for you, the next is following, then popular and continue watching. So I suppose for you is they're showing you videos that you maybe want to see or that they think you would like.
Mm-hmm.
Following is anyone that you follow that has posted videos, and it goes in order of when people posted. So the last person that posted their video is the first one that you see.
At the moment, there's no algorithm. It's just...
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. That's what it looks like to me. But again, not a huge amount of people have posted on this yet.
Yeah.
And again, I don't follow a massive amount of people. But people are jumping on it straight away. Popular will show, even though it's saying no videos yet, popular will show all the videos that are popular on IGTV.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is continue watching. I have a feeling that this is, I suppose, if you're watching a video and you like it, continue watching, it's just going to automatically jump onto the next video.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also going to show you videos that they think you're going to be interested in.
In the continue watching part.
In the continue watching section.
So it's kind of like your normal, let's say, start go TV now where you can pause it and come back to it later on, isn't it?
But I think as well, it's the same as posting a video or a picture on your feed in that you can still like the video, you can still comment on it, you can still share it with people, send it as a direct message.
Yeah.
So it's still the same that way, but it allows you to post videos that are up to 10 minutes long. And I know we'll go to a stage where you can post videos that are an hour long.
6 minutes long, isn't it? 60 minutes. That's what I said yesterday. We're just going to go from that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's for anyone, as you said, but it's going to be very big for content creators, brands, YouTube creators as well, artists, sports personalities.
For me, I think, I know we talked about this when we first heard about it, but I don't... There's no one that can use this. The possibilities are endless. So I suppose when they announced it, it was talking about that they wanted creators to create their own channels and share their content. But when you think of it, any production company, any TV station can now just be on IGTV. So they may look at it in time and say, right, why are we spending so much money to get it onto TV mm-hmm. when we can now post our entire episode on IGTV?
Yeah.
Where we know there is a billion people on Instagram right now and their attention is on Instagram. We know people are going to be on Instagram every day. Mm-hmm. So why go away and create an episode or a series on TV when you can do it on IGTV?
Yeah.
I just think there's nothing that's off limits. So there's going to be content creators, like you said, there's going to be brands creating ads for it that can be up to 5 minutes long or 10 minutes long, whatever they want to do. But I can also see TV channels jumping onto it and news channels jump onto it. Mm-hmm. I think I said it to you last year that I always look at social media. And at this stage, I think Facebook Live had just came out. And I said that I look at it that it's your own TV station.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit down and break it down, you can go live whenever you want. So you can, let's say, broadcast live at certain nights. So it's like your own TV show. But you can also create videos that you'll post online on certain nights and certain times. So that's like your episodes. And that's exactly what IGTV is. It's gone there where you can post videos up to 10 minutes. Again, it'll go to 1 hour. But I think it's now TV. It's the new TV.
Yeah. So in saying that, do you think that the likes of the networks like RT1, RT2, BBC,
mm-hmm.
Sky, all those ones, if they don't go at the times and get stuff on that channel, that they will just go like, they'll go like the olden days, like Extravision
yep.
gone, Blockbuster's gone. Do you think it's a possibility that they could be in 10
Definitely.
Years' time?
Definitely. I think it'd be silly of us to say that no, they'll always be there, because I don't know, if you look at even the age of 30 down,
mm-hmm.
I think we look at our parents, both of our parents are in their 50s.
Yeah.
I think if you look at them, the likes of Sky News and BBC, and they'll still get their news from those channels.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens to those people that are now in their 20s, late 20s, and maybe early 30s, in 20 years' time? They're not going to be turning on their TV to look at Sky News for the news.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get it on their phone. So,
well, who's to say that it won't be?
Well, it might be on their phone.
Let's say if it's Sky News is now live on Facebook.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. I think
yeah.
they have to go there
mm-hmm.
because we don't get our news on Sky News.
No,
we get it on our phones. So and younger.
Yeah.
So in 20 years' time, those people that were watching it on TV, they might not be around. They might.
Morbid.
Yeah, I know. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
But they definitely need to move at times, because those that are in their teens now will definitely not be watching TV, getting yeah. their news from TV. So they have to move with it.
Yeah, we're the mobile generation.
Exactly.
So everything has to be where the attention is.
Mm-hmm.
And right now that is in our hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you made a good point when you said that they might be on their phones. Who knows where it's going to go? Who knows that phones is going to be the main focus in 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, it could go back to tablets. It could be, you just don't know. But for companies not to jump on it and not to move at the times, they will be left behind. And yeah. I think it's very cool to see now. For me, this will be interesting for bloggers or influencers who have never created video, uh-huh. because it's obvious from the likes of course, from YouTube, from Facebook and Instagram, that they're pushing more video.
Yeah.
Last year, they said that video accounted for 60% of the time that was spent on Instagram. So it's growing. But those people that don't create videos, those people that just post pictures that have made a living from that, I'd like to see where they're going to be in a year's time.
So you're saying that the influencers that don't show their personality through video or through a form of branding or a form of content, that they will get left behind?
Yeah, because if you look at it, right, posting pictures on Instagram or pictures on Instagram, yes, you can post them on stories, but mm-hmm. 90% of people post videos on stories. So your picture lives on your newsfeed or on your home page on Instagram. So that's where pictures are. Everything else that Instagram does is video. So Instagram stories,
mm-hmm.
Instagram Live, and IGTV, it's all video. They're pushing everything video because, again, we preach this, when you could post a picture of something or give someone a 10-second video, and you can get the point across a lot more. You can sell a lot more in 10 seconds than in one picture.
Yeah. Okay. You said something to me, I don't know, 2 weeks ago now, and it was a complete knowledge bomb for me.
Okay.
Picture paints 1,000 words.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to finish that?
Okay. So I gave the example again. I talked about this in the first podcast, and Katrina Kelly gets another mention when I did a talk a few weeks ago I thought it was a good way of explaining how powerful video is. When if we go off the old saying where we say that picture paints a thousand words, well, if you look at video, every second of video can have up to 60 images in that 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, stay with me now.
Yeah.
So 60 pictures in 1 second of video. So that accounts for, I think, 3,600 words if we're to go off the old formula of a picture paints a thousand words.
Yep.
In 1 minute, I hope everyone's staying with me, in 1 minute of video, if we're to go off that old formula of a picture paints a thousand words, that accumulates to 3.4 million words. Okay? So I know that it's not math. It's not... We can't say that that's exactly what it is, but it's just to go off the old formula of showing how powerful it is. Yes, picture paints a thousand words, but video for me is so much more powerful.
Yeah. I just, when you said it, it was like, it just resonated with me because video is king.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously every big social media platform realizes that.
Mm-hmm.
Even with going back to the old Facebook, the change they made there, was it in early the year, January, February? Is like they said that they don't want any more images.
Yeah,
they don't want any more pictures. It's mostly live video or
video in general,
or long form video, or mm-hmm. or you know, 30-second, 40-second minute videos, whatever. It's just nowadays, it's just exciting because we are moving so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, in 5 years' time or a year's time, we just don't know where it's going to go.
When we both heard this yesterday, I suppose we're in this industry now, and this is what we're working in. So for us, it's really exciting. Again, I was talking to people about it today, and I suppose they were just kind of like, okay, oh, cool, yeah, oh, yeah, what is it? But I suppose we've looked into it already, and everyone else will see it on their Instagram themselves and over the next few weeks. But I suppose we just got so excited because it's so huge.
Yeah.
Nothing you can't do.
What I heard from what I was talking to people about as well, and what they said is, well, we already had that. We know we've already got that with YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to give a comparison there, what is the difference between YouTube and IGTV?
Okay, so I suppose the one thing would be the way you watch it. So it's going to be on a vertical screen.
Mm-hmm.
But YouTube has ads.
Yeah.
I do think that IGTV will go down the line of ads, but we'll get to ads in a second. But I when I'm watching a video on YouTube, right,
mm-hmm.
and I might type in, I don't know, Casey Neistat, I always watch his videos. Yep. But you know yourself that on the continue watching section on the right hand side, or moving on to a next video, it will probably move on to another Casey Neistat video. But a lot of the time, it might move on to sport or terrorism in a certain country, or this horrible thing that happened somewhere else. And before you know it, you're watching a documentary on
cats
toenails. Yeah, exactly. So it's. You go on to watch one thing and it nearly pushes you to different things. And it has a lot of ads. I can understand why there's ads, but I think I see ads going a different way on IGTV. And I don't know if I said this to you yet. Did I?
I don't know. You haven't said it yet.
Okay. I don't know if I said this to you this morning, or did I say it to someone else? So I think again, it goes back to TV.
Yeah.
The way TV first started with, yes, you have normal ads between TV shows, but then you also have product placement.
Yeah.
I can see that happening on IGTV. So those people that have millions of followers, yes, they might be contacted by Samsung to create an ad for Samsung.
Yeah.
But they also might be given Samsung phones to have in their videos as product placement.
Okay. That's actually interesting because of the advertising authorities.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to monitor all that?
Hashtag ad.
Yeah. But like, is it going back to just like normal TV where, I don't know, is there some sort of regulation?
Yeah.
Person has to sit through the whole TV show and make sure that product placement is okay.
Yeah.
Or how are they going to stimulate?
I think when it comes to stuff like that, it's almost impossible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like how, I don't know, if Samsung gave me 10 free phones and I place one of them in the background, how do they know if I got them for free or if I bought them?
But that's definitely happening with YouTube creators anyway, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think so. But yeah, I don't know if when you're sending stuff for free, like a lot of creators will get some stuff for free.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going against the regulations? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think it's too early days. It's literally just dropped this morning in Ireland.
Yeah.
So it's too early to even get into that kind of stuff because obviously we're still trying to catch up.
Oh yeah, exactly. I think, especially when there's not ads on it, and we could be way off with the way that they're going to run ads. They might just run ads between you finishing one video and onto the next one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny, like, I was so excited about this that you said it dropped in Ireland this morning, but the IGTV app actually dropped last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I sent you a picture of it,
yeah,
and you downloaded it. And I think I refreshed my Instagram up until 1 o'clock this morning, expecting to see the IGTV link on Instagram itself, but it didn't come true until this morning.
This morning, yeah. I don't think a lot of people would have actually downloaded the standalone app. They would have just gone through their normal.
That's actually one thing I'm not sure of. If you need to get the IGTV app for it to work on Instagram.
Right. Okay. So for it to update on your normal Instagram app, do you need to download the standalone?
I'm actually not sure because I downloaded the standalone app first.
Yeah, we both did that.
We should have probably checked that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No.
But I need the one thing. You know, there was a girl on the launch yesterday when Instagram launched it. They brought up a lady who was talking about her cooking show.
Yeah.
And she was saying that this is where she's now going to be placing her cooking shows. Yep. So I just think it's so exciting that if someone wants to create their own TV show, no matter what it is,
yep,
and if anyone out there is thinking about it, then really do look at it as a TV. You are a broadcasting network. You can create your own TV shows,
yep,
and TV episodes around whatever you'd like it to be.
Perfect. What do you think though of, it seems like that I'm the interviewer, and yeah, you're the guest.
I think I wrote down points and you wrote down questions.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Worked out well for me.
I think we should throw some back at you then as well.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, throw them at me. I'm ready.
Okay.
No, I just wrote down here. What kind of challenges you see then for what kind of challenges do you see for brands with
for
this?
Brands.
No, not just I'm not just talking about like Nike and Samsung and Google, they'll all be fine because they've got high production
mm-hmm.
teams behind them that, you know, they can have video in the space of a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, you know, your pub around the corner, or your small brand, your SME that has a marketing team but doesn't have someone in-house.
Okay.
What are the kind of challenges you think they're going to face? Because obviously 10-second video form, that's hard enough as it is because it's different sizes. Again, it's vertical versus yep. landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to struggle with that? Because it's almost like a science.
Mm-hmm.
It's vertical standalone type of video,
yeah,
on long form.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they're going to cope with that kind of stuff?
But, like, I suppose the question you asked was what challenge do I think they'll face?
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest challenge is people actually believing in it. Because, and I don't mean just IGTV, I mean social media as a whole, but also yep. video. Because I think we see it with clients over the last, I don't know, the last number of years, people would, or businesses, sorry, would be afraid to jump on social media and think that it's not gonna do anything for their business, it's not gonna help their business. Then they eventually jump on and realize how important it is. So I think the biggest challenge is almost convincing companies, and there's still companies out there that are afraid to really put emphasis on social media.
Yeah.
They'll be on it. Hello, third person. They will be on it, but they won't necessarily commit to it. So I don't see creating video as a challenge because every person has a phone that's a smartphone now. I
yep.
called it a picture phone yesterday and you mocked me, but it's a smartphone. Most, again, 99% I'd say would record in 1080p, which is amazing quality.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think the challenge would be actually believing in it. The easy part is being able to create a video because
yep.
you have it in your phone.
Okay. So what you're saying is that it's going to be not to be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm just looking at one company, a pub across the road from us.
Okay.
They have a marketing team, but they don't have a production team
yeah.
for making videos.
Yeah.
Not to be afraid to go past that 15 seconds
mm-hmm.
and just create something, even if it's as raw, would you
yeah.
think?
Oh yeah, it's
yeah.
like, just because you have a high production behind the video doesn't mean it's going to go viral, doesn't mean it's going to go well. People can shoot entire videos. I think there's actually, this year or was it last year, there was a few movies shot on a phone. They wanted to be the first movie that's in a cinema
mm-hmm.
That was shot entirely on a phone. And it's our phones are that good.
Yeah.
You wouldn't realize, and there's a lot of vlogs on YouTube that do it. So yeah, I think when it comes to creating a video, it's just having a story for the video. A lot of people will say, right, I need to create a video. What will I do? But if you sit down and write down, okay, what's the story behind the video? What do you want to show off in the video? What's the start, the middle, and the end? And the rest is easy.
Yeah, and always giving back value, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Any questions for me?
Did you have any more?
I'm okay,
so, when it comes to, because the one thing I wanted to ask is, how do you think this will affect YouTube? What do you think YouTube will do, or what do you think? Do you think they'll react? Do you think they'll?
Well, funny enough, first thing when I saw IGTV come out, mm-hmm. I went straight over to YouTube okay. and see if they'd done anything different.
Okay.
Because obviously they would have heard about it, and they would have heard it through the grapevine, obviously. Went over there straight away. First thing YouTube offered me was their new premium package,
mm-hmm.
which is paid membership.
Yeah.
So I know they had some before. I think it was it YouTube Red?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still in the States now, isn't it?
I don't know, was it over here as well? But I never used it.
Okay.
Never actually clicked into it, to be honest. But it'd be interesting to see how, like you said, it'd be interesting to see how YouTube react to it, because now I feel that Instagram is no longer seen as a social media site.
Mm-hmm.
It's now seen as a customized TV channel as well.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the biggest challenge for YouTube, is getting people's attention back over there. I know people, well, that's the thing. We're not really sure if it's going to be too much of a disruptor at the moment, because we think it will be.
Yeah.
But that's personal opinion.
Yeah.
Who knows? All the creators might say, do you know what? It's actually too hard to use it. I'm going to stay on YouTube.
Yeah.
We just don't, it's just so early that we just don't really know.
I have seen a few YouTubers come over and post the very first day Instagram TV has launched. But I think you'd be very foolish to just focus on YouTube and think that's going to last forever, because I think the reason it's so big and it has lasted so long is because there's no competitor. There's no real competitor. Because there is nothing out there that can compete with it right now. And Instagram TV can, even though it's a different format, mm-hmm. it can compete with it. But I think it just takes, it's just wherever the attention is.
Mm-hmm.
I think different demographics and I suppose different people will look at different platforms at different times for different reasons. There's a lot of difference there. So like I know I'll go to YouTube to watch Casey Neistat because his videos are there. But if he put a video on Instagram TV in the morning, I'll go there, you know? So it's wherever the attention is. If all the big YouTubers moved to Instagram TV right now, all the attention would be on Instagram TV. So it's just the reason something is big is because it's current and that's where all the attention is.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that everyone is not going to move to a certain location?
Yeah. And just on that as well, going back 10 years ago, Twitter was massive.
Mm-hmm.
And you say if you're only creating content for Twitter and not spreading yourself across Facebook, Instagram when it came in 2010,
mm-hmm.
you'd be lost completely. You would have lost all following, and if you had half of the following, you had to keep building that up, and you probably lost a lot of credibility if you had just stuck onto that platform.
Yeah, but it's the same when it comes to Facebook.
Mm.
So you would have put a lot of time on Facebook, and then when Instagram came along, if you didn't jump on that, you were left behind. So it's definitely, you have to jump on them and assess how they work for your business and think how these tools can be used to help your business. You may look at Instagram TV and think, okay, it's only for creators, and that's what they've said, they've aimed at, so creators can create longer content and more engaging content for a longer period of time. But who's to say that a corner shop can't create a video that lives there?
Yeah,
it's your TV channel, it's your shop front where all your long form videos can live, and you can really, that's why I'm excited about it, because you can create one-off videos that's like, let's say vlogs, mm-hmm. everyday vlogs or promotional videos for your business. But as a chef or as a personal trainer, as anything, you can create your own TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a series. So it has the same, I suppose the same, what's the word I'm looking for? Cripes.
Criteria?
The same subject. Jeez, mm-hmm. I can't even think of that word. The same subject across all the videos.
Yeah.
So it could be cooking, but today I'm creating lasagna, tomorrow I'm creating chicken curry, and I'm going to take you through all these. So you've your own TV show.
Yeah.
So TV stars from 20 years ago are not going to be competing with the TV stars of today, which will be people on the phones, you know. So you and I can be TV stars right now on our phones. We could put out content that is so amazing that we can become stars on Instagram TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we might never get a job on TV itself. You know, yeah. you mightn't fit the criteria of what they're looking for. So it just gives the option for every person, every brand, every creative, I suppose, content creator, sorry, and every business a massive opportunity.
Yeah. Do you feel that...
Another question.
Yeah. I'll make a statement.
Like a quiz master. Okay.
You've got all the info, you see.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say Dan Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I won't say Dan Sweeney because you do create content. Shane Murphy, okay. My own personal page.
Okay.
I've created content on Snapchat. Let's say I've done my own personal stuff on Instagram. Do you see the normal Joe Soap becoming, or do you see a lot more, let's say, normal Joe Soap person becoming content creators because of the change that's in it?
I don't know. I don't know if that would be the case just because of this. I know a lot more people are creating content. So I'll look at it this way. Bring out the first cameras, you know, the cameras, the roll up cameras, you have to go and get them processed and you get your pictures mm-hmm. printed out maybe a week later.
Yeah.
So the first people that started using things like that. So let's say I start using the cameras and I'm creating pictures and I'm taking pictures of my family. You will see that and you will go and do it. Mm-hmm. It's the same when it came to, let's say, video recorders. People were creating vlogs. We won't call them vlogs back then, but that's what they were.
Yeah.
They were taking videos of their family. Maybe you as a child, you'd have videos of your mom or your dad were taking videos of your family. So other families would see that and they'd copy that.
Yeah.
That's what people do. People love creating. It's the same with art. It's the same with music. Now it's video. Video is just a current thing.
Mm.
And it's something that everyone can do. Of course you need to have a talent. It's not like everyone can become a singer in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you're born really, and it's a talent again. But video, you can train in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go away and figure out how to make videos. Again, you need to be creative, but you can even just for your family, just mm-hmm. create family videos, and that's where they can live. So I do see more people using it, but I don't know if it's just because of Instagram TV.
Yeah, and I suppose what I was saying is, you have to be very comfortable to do video, don't you?
Yeah.
And like, you know, at yourself, it's mm-hmm. very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the start, it's difficult to put that phone up
yeah.
and to talk directly at it. So I personally don't see, let's say, everyone doing it because it's just too hard to do.
Yeah.
No, in saying that, 10 years time again, younger people again, younger, yeah. like we're not exactly old or anything, like, but yeah. you know, the younger generation, they're probably a lot more comfortable to put that phone up there and just to talk to it. As normal, like it's just a normal conversation they're having.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't see it going that way just because of IGTV.
Right. You definitely hit the nail on the head when you say that the teens, let's look at even 16 to 20 year olds right now.
Yeah.
To talk to Snapchat or Instagram stories is so normal for them right now.
That's
that
true.
In 20 years time, they can be content creators and it's like talking to their friends.
Yeah.
So for anyone that is, I suppose, looking to start doing it, I would say just practice home. It is, like Shane said, it's so hard to talk to your phone or talk to a camera because you listen to the way you talk and
you're so self-critical.
You're watching yourself and you're watching the way you talk and you look back and say, that's not the way I talk or that's not the way I look. But unfortunately it is, we're sorry. But it's the only way to practice is just keep doing it and you will get used to the sound of your voice. You will get used to the way you talk.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I said this to my mom recently because she talked about a picture of herself and she said, that's not the way I look. And yeah. That is the way I look. Or sorry, I said, that is the way you look. She said, no, it's my face looks funny. I said, you know why that is? It's because you, if you think of it, you never ever see yourself properly unless it's in a photo. So you can see yourself every day in a mirror,
mm-hmm.
but it's a reflection.
Yeah.
You're seeing the backwards version of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same when it comes to a phone. That's why it looks funny at times because you look at the way you talk. If someone talks out one side of their mouth,
yeah.
If it looks like you in your head, you think it's your left side.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you watch something back, it's your right side.
Yeah, it's different perception.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you say that blew my mind when I thought about the looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That's not actually you. It's a reflection of you. It's opposite.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So you never do. I see you right now. Uh-huh. You only see that in a photo. You can never see that through your own eyes.
Oh, Dan Sweeney dropping bombs again.
Yeah. I think everyone probably knew that. They're probably like, okay, Dan, we get it, we know it. Okay. I'm trying to look and see if I have another question for you. No, my main one was YouTube. what can you see happening to that?
Oh yeah, but I can see you, like, YouTube for me have almost progressed again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, we've done the free content.
Yeah.
Now it's time for us to.
They're looking to compete with Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, get that kind of, to get that into that market, because I was looking at the prices even. It's roughly €12 for that YouTube premium.
For a month.
For 1 month, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, and I think what you got for that then is there's no ads. It's ad free.
Mm-hmm.
You can play, because the biggest problem with YouTube is you have to be in the app to play. Let's play a music video.
Oh yeah.
You have to be in the app.
Oh yeah.
No, it's bringing offline.
Okay.
Offline viewing. It's basically like your Spotify, where you can play music outside of the app. You can play in the background, so you can be on other apps and stuff.
For €12.
€12, yeah.
So you're paying €12 for no ads and offline streaming.
Yeah. What's Spotify?
I think it's like €12 or €9.
Yeah.
That's fairly expensive, isn't it?
Yes, but I just probably other added stuff, but it just probably like videos.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh yeah, sorry. I think there is. Yeah, there is. There's other YouTube content.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
So I know YouTube Red. That was your Netflix, wasn't it? That was TV shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I think YouTube. Like, YouTube been around a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2005?
I don't know. Might have to get that.
That's our model. That's our team. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think it's, you could be right. Yeah. Good man.
2005. So, like,
I knew the year, but I was just trying to get the month, you know?
They are.
It's actually Valentine's Day, 2005. Okay.
Dropping bombs again.
On Wikipedia right in front of me.
So, like, I think they're stable. Like, YouTube have their, they have their viewers, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, again, going back to Instagram TV,
mm-hmm.
that's the network. It's just a right, it's your BBC versus your ITV. It's your Sky versus your RTs, you know? It's but again, it goes back to what you're saying. It's where the attention is. It's where everyone is watching.
Yeah.
That's where most important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's for, even just for us, if the three people who are listening right now, because we're nearly going to 40 minutes, it's if it's your brand, you need to go where the attention is. And mm-hmm. right now, the attention is going to be on IGTV.
Yeah. That was a bomb.
Boom.
That was a bomb. Okay. I think that's it. I suppose we hope you guys are as excited for IGTV as we are, because I think we talked about it enough that mm-hmm. I think people get the idea that we are excited. If there's anything you'd like us to talk about in any of the next podcasts, then please send us a DM to either my page. You got a plug now in the last podcast, okay? You got a plug. Either send them to my page, DanSweeney14, Shane's page, Shane Murphy DG, or DigiGuys Media on Instagram. See, we're sending you right to Instagram straight away.
Yeah.
So send us a DM on that and we'll get straight back to you. And we would love to hear your ideas for topics. So is that it?
I think people are going to think we got shares
on Instagram. I wish. And in it from the start. Okay, that is us. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, whatever time you're listening at. And we will see you again.
See you at the next one.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.